The Fed's cracking down on bank gift card restrictions, particularly requiring more openness, more making it more obvious, expiration dates. One of the concerns is whether this is going to force other government action on retail-issued gift cards. Is this a good thing, bad thing, or indifferent?
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic that this type of intervention on the part of the OCC, at least, is inherently a good thing, or at least it's the right amount of intervention. Seems to be mitigating any so-called deceptive practices, as you say, you know, the fine print with regards to expiration dates or other fees associated with the card, really providing transparency to the both purchasers and end users, consumers of bank-issued gift cards. I think your coverage of this approached the issue from marketing as well as a CRM perspective, really characterizing the gift card with, you know, $1 or $2 left on it, representing not only dollars not spent at that particular merchant, but also upsell opportunities lost. I think that's accurate, and I think the real issue is how this is going to bleed into the retail-issued gift card market. Now, of course, the OCC doesn't regulate merchant gift cards, but as you mentioned, the other governmental agencies, the FTC in particular, have been hinting about potentially more ardent oversight. They've mentioned several issuers of cards. Darden Restaurants comes to mind, the Red Lobster, Olive Garden, among other restaurants, for what seems like similar, you know, quote-unquote deceptive practices, really not being transparent with all of the information regarding expiration dates of potential gift cards, as well as hidden fees. I don't think that anybody's addressing the real issue, and the real issue is why do merchants and or banks who issue gift cards feel the need to place expiration dates or hidden fees, dormancy fees or otherwise, that eventually bring the balance of a gift card down to zero? Why do they need to do that? And I think it's directly related to state escheatment laws, which link gift cards to, or I should say the remaining balance on gift cards to unclaimed property. So after a certain amount of time, merchants or banks or whomever has to return this unused portion of the gift card to the state government, and they hold it supposedly for until the rightful owner can come to claim it. You know, I'm all for consumer protection, and I think that's great, but I don't think that you can really get to the heart of this issue unless you deal with that escheatment portion of it. So to deal with the problem and really do what's right for both consumers and for issuers of gift cards, merchants in particular, you really need to address this, put something in place either at a federal level or something that either that exempts gift cards from escheatment, you know, or something that allows merchants to change their policies in a way that benefits them. And Paul, I think it was you mentioned that certainly gift cards have been wildly successful, but if merchants continue what can be perceived as I think sleight of hand is the term you used, that can certainly lead to ill will among consumers. And I think we've seen some of that.
Yeah, this is Mark. I think one of the things that happens is when rating agencies like Consumer Reports and others go back and rate these gift cards as whether they're or not they're a good value for consumers, they tend to say they're not because of the fees associated with them. And so one of the things they can do a much better job if they simply eliminate the fees. Now, as to the escheat laws in many states, what we learned about credit card issuers is all they need to really do is get the laws changed in one state and then issue all gift cards right out of a corporation in that state.
That's right. Absolutely.
And if that's really what they wanted to do, they certainly have the influence and the lobby ability to do that. I think they kind of like the fees and they kind of like the expiration dates because it provides a value to them and diminishes the value of the cards, even though the cards continue to be successful.
Well, yeah. Going back to a relatively old-fashioned notion, you know, the original analog of gift cards were gift certificates. And I can tell you from my years in retail, it's not all just a nefarious reason why a retailer wants to kind of have it have an expiration date. Because at the end of the day, it's a payable that's hanging around on their books. And at some point, you have to be able to take it off. You know, I mean, I've wondered since gift cards came out, because I remember the hassles we used to go through with gift cards back when I was a, I'm sorry, with gift certificates back when I was a CIO, and again, it was an earlier technology, so you buy them in one place and you redeem them in another place, but also you had to be very clear that they expire in some period of time just so that you could get them off your books.
Yeah, and I would absolutely agree that it's not nefarious on the part of merchants, at least.
Right.
It really is focused on the idea of accounting issues otherwise.
It's not even a matter of nefarious. It's not even a matter of being misleading. Are the retailers missing out on basically a CRM opportunity that they have
right.
these cards with value, they're leaving the money on the table? The intent of a card, all due respect, is generally to encourage customers to get into the store to buy things, and you want someone to take a $25 gift card and to fall in love with a $38 product. Are the retailers missing an opportunity, if not missing the point, by not leveraging the unspent cash on the cards and doing something to turn them into better motivators?
You know, but one of the interesting things about that is that there's technology available. You know, a lot of these gift cards you have to activate. Okay, you get the gift card as a gift from somebody else, then you log into a website to activate the card. And when you activate it, you can give out personal information like your email address. And so one of the things about the card itself is once the card is activated and they know who you are and have registered the card with you, they can send you email notices reminding you that your gift card should be used or giving you specials if you use your gift card. You know, if you use your gift card now, get 5% off of any consumer electronics. So they can use it as a way to contact the consumer.
Evan, I was going to suggest if they could get, you know, any way of contacting the consumer, say, hey, you know, your card, it's expired, but we're gonna send you whatever was left on the card, that amount in the form of a check that you can use with us, or you know, some way of letting giving the that goodwill of saying, hey, you know, we know people forget. Here's a way that we're going to just give you a reminder, actually send you a physical check or something that you can come in and use it, because you obviously have forgotten the fact that you had X amount of dollars on your card.
That would also incent the consumer, if that was the retailer policy, that would incent the consumer to give in personal information to the retailer, which they could then use for other reasons. So it's an opportunity all the way around. That's exactly correct.
So do you think most retailers are doing this, or do you think most are missing that opportunity?
The last I understood, because I did a survey on this a couple years back, most gift cards didn't have an expiration date. So it's kind of a little bit of news to me that so many of them have now have expiration dates. Makes sense to me, because I was always befuddled about what they do with the payable. But I don't know that they've thought it through that far yet.
From my understanding, and I actually used to work for a company that had a gift card issuing solution, is that rather than expiration dates, it's more after a certain amount of time. And this, the escheatment laws differ state to state, so it was dependent on where the merchant was issuing the card, et cetera. But it was more the dormancy fees were really what triggered after a certain amount of time, so that regardless, the balance of the card would be down to zero at the time that the merchant was required to return the unused portion to the state.